I'll begin by speaking a bit about 64 rounds, the figure. One day, when Chief Anamapu's secretary told him of an invitation for him to have lunch at the devotee's home. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu responded, "Is he a lakshapati, a lakhpati, meaning one who possesses 100,000, and in our language you could say a millionaire?" So that would be that was a very surprising question. I mean, if you ask a sadhu, to have prasad at someone's house who doesn't set and they ask her to be a millionaire. And Mr. Kimimaka said, "I will only take prasad at the house of an Indian or a Lakshmi." And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained what he meant by Lakshmi. "One who chants 100,000 holy names every day." So from that incident, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave importance to the figure of chanting 100,000 names or 64 rounds. Ravindra Sarupa, who told the story of how Srila Prabhupada first proposed that his disciples chant 64 rounds, 32 and 16. We've heard that, read that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says, like the Bhakti said, that anyone who can chant 64 rounds a day is considered fallen. But at the same time, we've heard of sannyasis and the Gaudiya Mutt giving initiation to devotees who chant four rounds. We were a little confused about these sort of figures. So a group of us in Vrindavan went to visit some devotees who had extensive association with Srila Bhakti Rakshat Srinath Goswami Maharaj to ask them. And what they said was that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur actually had three different standards. For those who didn't have much other service, they were to chant 64 rounds. Or you could say their service was to chant. And those who had a moderate amount of service, they were to chant 16 rounds. And for those who were very busy in service, they were to chant 4 rounds. Srila Prabhupada himself chanted 16 rounds. He said he would chant 4 rounds before breakfast, 4 rounds before lunch, 4 rounds before dinner, 4 rounds before rest, but he was sure to fit it in 16 rounds. And 64 can also be broken up like that with the true proposition. So it's a special opportunity we have today. This is our main service today. 64 rounds. Along with that, it allows the facility to chant 64 rounds. I would say it's an absolute requirement. Of course, not everyone will, but maybe not everyone will be able to chant 64 rounds. But it's desire. Another point I thought of mentioning was how eager Krishna is to have us back. Of course, on a certain level, it's true that he's waiting to see how eager we are, how sincere we are, as demonstrated in our efforts to chant or giving up offenses. But, you know, within his heart of hearts, he really does want us back. This morning, as I was chanting, I was just thinking about Goloka Vrindavan, because I tend to always be endeavoring to improve, improve myself, improve the world, help devotees. And I was thinking of this spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan. I think it was already perfect there. I don't have to do any improving of that. And I think that would be so nice. And you from that relentless striving. So I felt very happy and grateful that Krishna had created such a wonderful place where everything was already perfect, eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. And then in that mood, I looked at the picture of Krishna, Radha Shamsundar, and lying on his flute. And I thought of that prayer, Shriman Rasa Sarabhu, once he looked at it. Karshan Vain Sukhaya Gopi, Gopinatha Shriyas. That may Krishna be attracted to gopis, the sannyas be attracted to your hearts, our hearts, very Vaishnava. Our godbrother, Garuda Prabhu, quite an intellectual type, devotional type and intellectual. He commented on this type of picture of Radha Krishna that we see so often. Krishna playing on his flute with Radharani by his side. And he raised the question, why is Krishna playing on his flute? Generally, the purpose for which Krishna plays on his flute is to attract Radharani, but she's already there with him. So why should he be playing on his flute if he's already achieved the purpose for which he plays? And then he said he thought it must be for us. To call us to him. And then I thought of that phrase, immortal phrase that Srila Prabhupada quoted from his Guru Maharaj's commentary on Sri Brahma Samhita, referring to the Lord. The transcendental other path who's ever inviting the fallen souls to associate with the devotion, loving service. So he really does want us back, as Prabhupada wrote, my Bhagavatam, that the Lord is more eager to get us back home, back to Godhead, than we can imagine. Both souls are not interested in going back to Godhead at all, but if someone is a little interested, the Lord helps him in all respects. So, accepting the Lord's invitation, so you receive an invitation to join someone, and all you have to do is get in the car and go there. So what is the vehicle that will take us to Krishna, who has invited us in the old days in Boston, when the press moved there in 1970. One of the first books that we brought out was Easy Journey to Other Planets, and Srila Prabhupada was guiding every detail of the production. Told us what theme he wanted depicted on the cover. And what he wanted was, on one side of the cover, the material world, here, different planets, Saturn, its rings, whatever, I guess the artist's decision. And then on the other side, the spiritual world, and the main part of the spiritual world was Goloka Vrindavan, with Radha and Krishna in the center, and other Vaikuntha planets. And then a devotee, with Doti and Shaved and Sika, flying through space from the material world to the spiritual world, chanting japa. That was the cover of Easy Journey to Other Planets. And it was like,
with, in the background, the Apollo rocket headed toward the moon.
Superman was faster than a speeding bullet. Japa Mala can take us faster. Crap. So this is like our ticket. This is the vehicle that takes us back to Godhead. And later the devotees showed Srila Prabhupada the cover. And Prabhupada said yes, by the beads. Mm-hmm. So Krishna's inviting us, he wants us to join him. All we have to do is get on the vehicle and go there, and the vehicle is the beads of the Krishna Mahamudra. Hare Krishna.